Good morning, and a very warm welcome to this service of worship coming to you from St Andrew's and St George's West Church in Edinburgh. You will find our order of service on our website, and the theme of this service is Plan B. My name is Rosie McGee, I'm the minister, and I'm joined by worship leaders David and Marie Austin. David will lead our opening prayer, and Marie our show and tell. Our scripture reader this morning is Ruth Sheard, and our prayers of intercession are led by Mary Godden. Our vocal ensemble comprises Eleanor Wilson, Caitlin McGillivray, Drew Crichton and Andrew Carville, and our pianist is Eleanor Wilson. The service is produced by Andrew Carville. I invite you to join me in our responsive call to worship. Look, over there. The spark of God's presence calls to us. We must be standing on holy ground. Look, all around, the light of God's love is in each person present. We must be standing on holy ground. Look, deep within, the light of God's creativity and compassion are part of our being. We must be standing on holy ground. God is calling for our curiosity and our attention. In this time of worship, let us recognize the flame of God's presence everywhere. And let us celebrate that we are standing on holy ground. We worship God together in the singing of our first hymn, Come and Find the Quiet Center.
To receive all who need human love and fellowship and a Heavenly Father's care, and narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride and hate. Make its threshold smooth enough to be no stumbling block to children, nor to straying feet, but rugged enough to turn back the tempter's power. Make it a gateway to thine eternal kingdom. God, you call us to be agents of intervention and change in a broken world.
But who are we that you should do such a thing?
God, you ask us to speak up, to show up, and to lead.
But who are we that you should do such a thing?
God, you nudge us forward into the arenas of participation rather than passivity.
But who are we that you should do such a thing? We are your children, loving God, yet we confess we are reluctant to hear your call. We confess, Holy Presence, that we turn away and resist your urging displays. Even when the signs are all around us, we are fearful and would rather imagine ourselves to be powerless than enter frays of conflict and oppression that exist all around us.
The great I Am is calling, showing us that we are as well.
We do not know how to be all we are called to be. Forgive us and show us the way, we pray.
The great I Am is always with us and makes all things possible through God's grace. People of God, let us not fear the signs of God's glistening presence, but rather let us be affirmed and drawn in, ready to step forward and allow God to work through us. God is always with us. In this, let us be assured. Amen.
Long ago in Bible times, God's people worked hard for a mean king, but God had a plan to help them. Moses was an important part of God's plan. Moses knew about the king. Moses had run away from the king and was living in the desert, caring for sheep. One day, Moses decided to go up on a mountain. There on the mountain, Moses saw something amazing, a bush, not an ordinary bush, but a bush on fire, not an ordinary bush on fire, but a bush on fire that didn't burn up. Imagine hearing that fire crackle. Imagine smelling the branches burn. Imagine feeling the heat from the burning bush. Imagine seeing a fire that keeps burning. Moses could hardly look, but he heard a voice call, "Moses, Moses." Moses answered, "Here I am." The voice spoke again, "Take off your shoes, Moses, because you are on holy ground." Moses slipped off his shoes, but he still could hardly look at the burning bush. Then Moses heard the voice say, "I am God, and I am calling you." Moses listened carefully to God's call. God said, "I want you to help the people get away from the mean king. I want you to take them to a new home." Moses didn't know what to think. He said, "How can I do that?" Then God said, "I will be with you." Moses heard God's call and also felt God's love all around him. Moses would do what God called him to do.
And now we hear the story as told in the Old Testament reading, which is Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 to 15. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. He said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their suffering, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hittites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? He said, I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain. But Moses said to God, If I come to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this my title for all generations. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his holy word, and to him be praise and glory. Amen.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord who saves and heals. I am the Lord who saves and heals. I am the Lord who saves and heals. In you, Lord God, I put my trust. In you, Lord God, I put
a voice and a name and a plan. These audio services are one of the many adaptations we made back in March after we were no longer permitted to gather for communal worship. Our audio services began through circumstances that no one could have predicted or would have chosen, yet through God's grace, there has been blessing in them and gifts revealed through them. One of those gifts is being able to hear the voices of those we may not have seen in months, to hear a familiar voice read scripture or lead a prayer is a particular experience. The words come alive, embedded through a particular person, perhaps a person we miss seeing and being with. If so, when we hear them, we hear more than a voice. We see a person in our mind's eye, and a whole relationship is evoked through the hearing of a voice. Moses had a particular experience of a very particular voice that day in the desert at a particular time for the Israelites. It was a time of suffering and despair, of being held captive. And their delivery, their journey to freedom, began when God appeared to Moses in a flaming bush, spoke Moses' name, and also revealed God's most intimate name to Moses, the name of Yahweh. For our encounters with God are personal. We know each other's names. There's a saying that God shared God's name with Moses and hasn't had a moment's peace since. By revealing God's name, God is taking a great risk. It means that God's name can be taken in vain. The third commandment, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain," is commonly understood as forbidding cursing and profanity. But it means so much more than that. The idea of vanity in Hebrew carries this connotation: don't empty the name. It means we dare to speak it. It means, for example, that politicians should not use the name of God in vain, empty the name, to gain votes or money or influence. To know and to say someone's name is a position of privilege and responsibility. In the Bible, a person's name expresses that person's character, that person's essence. The name Moses in Hebrew means pulled out. Moses was pulled out of the River Nile as a baby, just as Moses would go on to pull the people out of slavery in Egypt. In Frederick Buechner's words, "Your name has the power to make you turn, to make you hear, to make you answer, to make you be your name." And in order to be his name, Moses needed to know how he will be able to convince an entire nation of people that they should follow him in rejecting the power of the mightiest empire on earth. Moses is not asking, "What should I call you?" or "What should I get the Israelites to call you?" Rather, he is asking, "Who are you? What are you like?" The God called Yahweh gives a seemingly vague name. It has no immediate metaphor. God simply is who God is. It's mysterious. Even the original pronunciation is lost to us. We only know that the name Yahweh was spelt with consonants that are like the English Y, H, W, H. Yahweh. It may have sounded odd, like a word you run over and over in your mouth for it to become familiar. In Judaism, this name for God is not so much spoken as breathed. It is the sound of inhalation and exhalation itself. Yahweh. Yahweh. By this way of thinking, through our very breathing, we are speaking the name of God and participating in God's breath. What a powerful symbol of God meeting us in the present moment and meeting us in our needs, whatever they are. Waiting to get on a bus for the first time in months? Yahweh. Waiting in the doctor's surgery? Yahweh. The powerful name Yahweh also has a future and an ongoing meaning. I will be what I will be. I am who I am, and just you wait and see, I will be what I will be. God is being itself. I am everything you need. If you are weak, I am strong. You are thirsty, I am water. If you are afraid of death, I am eternal life. Yahweh, I am everything you need. I am, I am, I am. At a time when we can feel lacking so much, Yahweh speaks to us today. For the Church of Scotland, this moment of revelation in the story of the burning bush is a pivotal story in our identity. The burning bush was representative of the people of God, the Church, which suffers in any time or place, but which is not consumed. Hundreds of years later, the Church is still not consumed. We are still being called to live up to the name. We extend hospitality to the stranger, compassion to the suffering, and friendship no matter what, because the God who declares, I am, partners with ordinary human beings to do extraordinary things. Moses was full of doubt, but God said, I am. We can hope for justice because God is. Last Saturday in Glasgow, a woman living in extreme poverty was found dead next to her crying baby. She was an asylum seeker from Uganda who was left destitute after her leave to remain expired. Like hundreds of others, she was left functionally destitute by the asylum system. That woman's name? It was Mercy. Last Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, a man was shot 7 times in the back by a police officer. That man's name? It was Jacob. Mercy and Jacob. Two names among many. Do not say them lightly. Do not say them in vain. For just to know and to say someone's name is a position of both privilege and responsibility. The difficult decisions and choices that need to be made these days are both a privilege and a responsibility. We listen for God calling our name, calling on us to turn aside and recognize holy ground, calling us to find alternative ways to connect and learn new names and discern in the midst of these challenges how we might best fulfill Christ's command to love God and our neighbour. Plan A is gone. Through circumstances no one could have predicted or would have chosen, God's grace and blessings will still be revealed. We need to turn aside to see them. We are called to be. To be still within ourselves, to hear the voice of God, the very ground of our being. That voice will lead us to action, calling us beyond where we thought we could go and beyond what we thought we could do. Calling us to plan B.
Caught our attention today. We have noticed your flickering presence in our midst, and we recognize that we abide on holy ground. We bring our compassionate curiosity to you, loving parent. We bring our often reluctant but honestly caring hearts and ask, who are we that you should call us? Open our eyes to the ways life is being consumed and requires protection. Encourage us in the promise of new life beyond the pain. We lift our hearts to all who suffer under the oppression of social systems of discrimination. We lift our prayers for all who grieve or struggle in physical pain and anguish. We lift our voice in solidarity with all who are imprisoned in body, mind, or spirit. And we strive to lift our beings in willingness to say yes to your invitation to help. May the holy ground on which we stand today empower our steps towards the journey of healing in which we have been placed as your people. May the energy of your earth reach into our beings and give us the strength to say yes again and again. May the burning bushes all around us continue to call out for attention and transformation until the new life they reflect is fulfilled. Bless us for the journey, we pray. Help us always to embrace the curiosity, strengthened by the prayer that Jesus taught, saying together, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As this service of worship draws to its close, our service in the world continues. Hear these words of blessing and sending. People of God, may every step you take into this week and into this world be a step toward new life and renewal. Be still and know. Be still within yourself and go in curiosity and peace. And may God, who is the very ground of our being, God who calls us beyond where we thought we could go, and God who companions us so that every step is walked on holy ground, bless you this day and every day. Amen.